I met George on a trip. Neither of us had a partner, so we sat next to each other on the coach, and later at the dinner table in the evening. At first, we didn't have anything in common to talk about. He was a programmer at the time, and I worked for a museum as an art historian. But there was something that broke the ice: films. Both of us were great fans of movie films, and we knew a lot about directors, actors, and all that stuff. So 1.5 years later, we got married. It was wonderful at the beginning. We had a lot of fun together. And there was Sheila, our daughter, a year after we got married. But troubles seemed to emerge soon after. George stayed out too much, and I stayed in too much with the two kids. We worked for the same goal, but in two different ways. We rarely even saw each other. George built up his career in the computer branch, and he traveled a lot to meetings and conferences. Later, when the children grew up, I went back to work, but I couldn't find my place, so I quit. I started dealing with handicapped children, so I had to learn a lot. When I was 50, I had my first grandchild. Since then, I have been dealing only with children. George is the manager of his own computer firm. I don't think we can ever retire. There is too much to do for both of us.